The Commercial Court in Accra has for the second time dismissed an application for interim injunction on the Electoral Commission to restrain the Commission from going ahead with the procurement process towards the biometric registration. The court also awarded a cost of 5,000 Ghana cedis against counsel for the applicant, E.D. Lecha, for abuse of court process. Beatrice Opong has filed this report.
The court ruled that the application was not for review and therefore it is illegal for the court to sit on its own ruling and overturn. Intelligence Card Production Systems filed an application to restrain the EC from carrying out the process after its bid was rejected by the commission. According to the applicant, the commission has breached the Public Procurement Act by not allowing the company to be part of the process. Mr. Lecha argued that his client will suffer injustice if the injunction is not granted, and that there was no fairness in the bidding process. Counsel for the EC, James Kwasi Aidan, prayed the court not to grant the application. He said the applicant has breached constitutional instruments by appearing before the court with the same release after it had been dismissed early on. Mr. Kwasi Aidan argued that an injunction on the process will have adverse consequences on the state and further delay the exercise. He said the commission cannot postpone the elections and any delay will affect the process. Mr. Kwasi Aidan's submission was dismissed by counsel for the applicant, who said an injunction will not delay the exercise as it is being alleged by the EC. Mr. Lecha said the appeal court will determine whether or not the first application was frivolous, and if the injunction is granted, it will not have any monetary damage on the commission.
Beatrice Opong's report. The EC says it will proceed with its preparation towards the biometric registration of voters following the setting aside of the court injunction against it. The Public Relations Officer of the Commission, Christian Owusu-Pare, told Radio Ghana that as far as preparations towards voter registration is concerned, there is no obstacle. He spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
With the setting aside of application for injunction on the preparations towards the biometric registration, the EC will continue with its preparation towards the implementation biometric registration of voters.
Doesn't mean that that is the end of the case.
I cannot tell, but all that happened in court today is that the application for injunction was not granted. The court has set that aside, and that means the EC can continue with its preparation.
So there will not be any legal implications as far as this matter is concerned?
Insofar as the preparation towards the biometric registration is concerned, there is no obstacle in the way of the Electoral Commission as we speak now, because the intended injunction was not placed on the preparation of the commission.
There are also issues of operations and logistics. Are all these things in place?
We are still preparing, so the logistics and other things will be procured. All that we need to put in place before we start the biometric registration will continue. We'll proceed with our procurement and then we'll set a date for the biometric registration.
Parties like the NPP and the PNC have raised eyebrows about some of the operations of the biometric registration. Have you been able to settle this with them?
Well, I don't know the eyebrows they have raised. For now, we have not actually started the biometric registration. We are only in the process of preparing for the biometric registration, and part of the preparation is the procurement of equipment. They have actually talked about the procurement process, and we have always indicated that the procurement process that we are going through, we believe, will give us best vendor for the supply of the equipment.
Public Relations Officer of the EC, Christian Owusu-Pare, talking to Yahya Kwamwa.